And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests is discussing an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My next guest is the undisputed authority on vitamins and health. We'll discuss his latest book on managing allergies naturally, titled Dr. Earl Mendel's Allergy Bible. And if you have a question or if you want to talk to my guest, you can call us at 639-0008. Earl Mendel is a writer and a nutritionist. He currently resides in Beverly Hills, California. He's authored over 50 books on health and wellness, and he's a strong advocate of nutrition as preventative medicine and homeopathy. Dr. Mendel's most notable publication, Earl Mendel's Vitamin Bible, is a glossary of the micronutrients published back in 1979. It's been currently updated and re-released in 2004. That book has sold over 3 million copies worldwide and has been translated into 33 different languages. Dr. Mendel is a registered pharmacist, a master herbalist, and a professor of nutrition at Pacific Western University in Los Angeles. His latest book is titled Earl Mendel's Allergy Bible, Alternative Strategies for Allergy Relief. Welcome back to the show, Earl. How are you today?
Bill, I'm terrific. And by the way, the Vitamin Bible has just been updated in 2011.
Oh, okay. That's new information.
32 years it's been on the shelf. Pretty exciting to think that it's going as strong as ever.
It is certainly a bestseller around the world, no doubt about it. But you've turned your attention to allergies now, and yes. I brought you on the show simply because I suffer from allergies. So let's start with the basics, Earl. What is an allergy?
Well, not only do you suffer, but literally millions of Americans do. And an allergy, basically, the best way to describe it, is a foreign substance that enters the body, and the body has to react to it. And usually it can be watering eyes or runny nose or warm blotches on the skin. And, of course, it could be actually even worse. Some people have allergies that could be even fatal. But that's basically what it is. It's a reaction to an artificial or something that's foreign to the body.
And so it attacks my immune system. I always thought that an allergy was really just an intolerance to something. I was intolerant to pollen or weed or pet dander, whatever the case may be. Well, why was I mistaken about that?
Well, yeah, because intolerance is different. Naturally, the two are different. But when you hit that immune system, you're absolutely right. That's the big thing that I really go into in depth in the Allergy Bible, that if your immune system is in good shape, a lot of the times, these things will not cause problems. And also the inflammatory. You see, it's an inflammatory reaction. So when you, take in something that is going to cause a problem, it's going to cause maybe tightening of the throat, nasal congestion, things like that. It's all inflammatory.
All right, and that's some of the symptoms that I suffer from, Earl. I get the inflammation of the nostrils and that sort of stuff.
Right.
All right. Well, now, but it sort of begs the question. I mean, there's more and more people are reporting allergies. They're reporting allergic reactions to things. Have we just created a society that's too clean, too antiseptic to ward off and overcome any of these overreactions to our immune system?
Well, that's one of my theories, Bill, that we're getting too clean. The kids aren't allowed to play in the dirt anymore. And, you know, I remember when I was a little boy, they used to have signs that, don't walk on the grass or keep off the grass. Now grass means something different.
But yes, it does.
Back then. So it's kind of important to make sure that you do build up an immunity. But here's what's interesting. A lot of people think it's only outdoor things that are causing pollution or allergies. Actually, indoor is worse than outdoor because we spend most of our time indoors, not outdoors.
Well, that's true. I've heard that indoor pollution is more dangerous to our health than outdoor pollution as well, and it makes sense when you put it that way, Earl. Now, I mean, there are all kinds of solutions, and yours falls into more of the natural solutions and the homeopathy solutions to fighting allergies. But I even read a report that one Japanese researcher asserts that laughter can be a cure to allergies. Is there any truth to this at all? And if so, how could laughter ward off or even minimize allergic reactions?
Well, I think laughter is a cure for a lot of things that we don't realize. We know there's a reaction occurring that can actually almost work like endorphin, a feeling of well-being. So I'm all in favor of it. But let me tell you this, that I think that if you do have allergy symptoms, you should get a good HEPA, H-E-P-A, filtration device that should be in your bedroom all night. Because think about it, you're spending 7, 8 hours, whatever, in a pretty enclosed environment. Why not make sure that there are no dust mites or dander or whatever in the environment?
Well, I think a HEPA filter device is a great idea, but most people sleep with their windows open at night. Doesn't that sort of defeat the purpose of having a HEPA filter in the room?
Well, it does and it doesn't. I mean, it still will filter out most of the impurities. And here's what I tell people. If you are an asthmatic or have a serious problem with allergies, talk to your physician. They can write a prescription for the machine, and it's tax deductible.
Oh, there's a tip that we wouldn't have heard otherwise. My guest is Dr. Earl Mendell, author of the new book, The Allergy Bible, Alternative Strategies for Allergy Relief. So give us some of these alternative solutions, if you will, Earl, to some of our allergy problems. I mean, you've got a guide in there to anti-allergic supplements that are out there. So kind of differentiate between the different choices you have. You've got vitamins, minerals, herbs, et cetera. What are some of the different natural solutions that you propose?
Right, I've got 55 hot anti-allergy supplements. If you have migraine headaches, I'm going to give you a couple of names of herbs that you've never heard of before. One is butterbur.
Butterbur?
Well known in Europe, almost unknown in this country. It works very well against migraine headaches and also is an anti-inflammatory and reduces hay fever symptoms. And here's another one, Feverfew. Feverfew. This was first written about in 1649.
Wow.
And it's almost 400 years ago, and we've never heard of it. The reason is, of course, these are not patentable type things, so why should the drug companies care about something you can buy over the counter they don't make any money on? But Feverfew works very well against, it's also a natural anti-inflammatory, and relieves migraine headaches. Also can be used as a preventative against migraines. And that's pretty exciting because if you go to the physicians, migraines, they'll probably give you a couple of drugs, et cetera, or maybe some of the pain relievers. But here's some natural things that you could use that have been working forever.
Wow. All right. Well, that's great. I mean, you do have 55 here. We won't have time to go into all 55. Are all the 55 vitamins, or are they a combination of vitamins and herbs and minerals and things like that?
A combination. I talk about vitamin A and vitamin C, which has antihistaminic, vitamin E potential. I talk about, congestion, eucalyptus, here's one that people haven't thought of either, horseradish. You know, you can buy horseradish. It's a little bit strong, but I'll tell you, you want to decongest it, you know, it'll open up your sinuses in no time. In fact, there's actually an extract of horseradish that's available as a supplement.
Oh, my goodness. Well, now, in all of these 55 of the anti-allergy supplements that you've identified, some of them, as you mentioned, we've not heard of before. Is there a chance that we could be allergic to some of these anti-allergy supplements that you're talking about?
It's possible, but not usual. For instance, one of the ones I talk about that I've talked about for years now is called MSM, methylsulfonylmethane. It's an organic sulfur, not sulfa, that's a drug, sulfur. People would go to these mineral baths, you know, with the sulfur baths.
Yes.
Well, MSM is a wonderful anti-inflammatory. It works against a lot of allergy problems. It comes in about a 1,000-milligram tablet, and I recommend taking it 1 to 3 times a day. In fact, if some people even have to take more for a short period of time. But MSM, readily available, but, of course, if you don't never heard of it or don't know anything about it, you wouldn't know where what to do with it.
That's very true. My guest is Dr. Earl Mendell. Earl, how can listeners differentiate between allergies or a simple cold? I mean, how do you know which is which in order to take some of the 55 supplements that you talk about in your book?
You know, first of all, a cold only lasts for 5 to 7 days. Allergies can last your whole life. I mean, if you get up in the morning and you're congested, that's not a cold. It's probably an allergy condition. Might be due to what you've been breathing in all night. Mm. But a common cold is runs the gamut. Of course, fever or viruses will have a higher temperature colds usually don't cause the temperature to go up. But people who have allergies, believe me, they know. For instance, my wife, if we go to someone's home or apartment or condo, whatever, and they have a cat, she asks right away, is there a cat here? Because instantly her throat starts to tighten. She starts to, amazing, breathing is affected. So the cat hair and the dander, et cetera, really affects her almost immediately.
And what do you suggest for her when she has this known affliction to pet dander?
Well, number one is we try to ask people if they can keep the cat in a separate room. I mean, it's more important to remove the cause than treat the symptoms. But good old vitamin C, you know, I don't think we hear enough anymore about vitamin C. It, in a dose of about 500 to 1,000 milligrams, works as an antihistamine. And see, that's what happens. Is the theory is called a histamine theory, that when a foreign substance comes into the body produces this histamine, which causes a running nose and the watering eyes and all that. So the antihistamine is like a lock and key theory. It stops the histamine from being produced.
All right. My guest is Dr. Earl Mindell, author of the new book, The Allergy Bible, Alternative Strategies for Allergy Relief. And Dr. Mindell, I'm going to ask you to comment on the Louisiana Health Department's warning about neti pots. The department has issued a warning about neti pots after recent deaths of two people caused by a brain-eating amoeba. Now, this get in there, they suspect that this harmful amoeba entered the brain when somebody was using a neti pot incorrectly. And most people use the neti pots when they have colds or allergies, using salt water to flush through their nostrils. Comment on that. Is that just overreaction hysteria?
It might be, but I tell you, amoebic infiltration is not a very good thing. I think that... A solution of salt water, you know, you just put salt in until it precipitates at the bottom and use it as a nasal, in the nasal passage, kills most of the organisms. But I don't know what kind of a pot they're using. That I'm not familiar with.
The neti pot. All right. Well, that's good to know. Maybe it's just overreaction hysteria on the part of the Louisiana Health Department.
Right.
My guest is Dr. Earl Mindell, author of the book, The Allergy Bible. So, Earl, give us some ideas of some simple things that we can do with natural supplements to help us with our allergies.
Well, I'd like to talk about probiotics. And frankly, it's about time that Americans woke up to the fact that we know nothing about it, but boy, we're starting to get bombarded with these ads because most of the companies that produce probiotics are from Europe, and it's well known in Europe. Probiotics are the good bacteria. Everybody knows antibiotic. Anti means against, bios means life. Well, the antibiotics kill the good bacteria. And you might say, well, I don't use antibiotics. Yes, you do, because every time you eat a lot of meat and things like that, there's antibiotics that are fed to the animals. So probiotics are the good guys, and you want more of the good guys in your gastrointestinal tract than the bad guys. They reduce the likelihood of allergic reactions, they normalize your immune function, and they support your gut health. So look into taking a probiotic supplement. I do. I take one that has about 30-odd billion organisms on a daily basis. It's a battle, the good guys against the bad guys, and you want to make sure you have more of the good guys in your GI tract.
There you go. My guest is Dr. Earl Mindell, author of the book, The Allergy Bible. Earl, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Dr. Earl Mindell's Allergy Bible?
Well, I think the most important thing is that you should be in charge of your health. I mean, if you have the problem, naturally you have a problem with peanuts, remove it from your life. Start reading labels and become, proactive, taking things that don't have all the side effects of the contraindications and the toxicities. And it's not that difficult. In fact, it's very simple when you think about it, what you can do to better your health.
All right. My guest has been Dr. Earl Mindell, author of The Allergy Bible. Earl, if people are intrigued by what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, I have a website, www.drearlmindell.com. It's EarlMindell.com. My books are readily available there, or your favorite bookstore, or Amazon.com. Has all my books.
Including our own bank of books here in Ventura. Two locations to serve you, 748 East Main Street and 2682 East Main Street, both in Ventura. Earl, it has been a delight. Thank you for returning to the show one more time. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Happy holidays, everybody, and watch what you eat.
There you go. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.